May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio Podcast, A Brief Memory. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. Today's brief memory comes from Phil Lewitt. Phil says, "The only story I can tell you about Suzuki Roshi is of the very first time I came to the Zen Center, maybe 1970. I stayed for dinner." He's talking about the city center. "And wanting to see what a real Zen master was like, went and took a chair next to Suzuki Roshi at dinner. I was amazed to see him sitting on his chair in the dining room in full lotus. I'm a fast eater, so I was chowing down and watching him out of the corner of my eye when suddenly he finished his rather large meal, got up and bowed and walked away. I was only half finished with mine. Then I realized that while I was spending time watching him, he had been totally concentrated on eating. This was my very first lesson in real Zen as opposed to my reading." Okay, Phil. Interesting guy. He's written a lot of books. Look, it's F-I-L-L-E-W-I-T-T. Go on Amazon. He's written a zillion books. He lives in Bangkok. He had a homestay in Krabi. And he lived in Japan for years. And then before he came to Zen Center, he started a place called Big River Farm in Mendocino County. So this is interesting. He said that Suzuki was sitting in full lotus. Well, maybe. I mean, he'd have his robes over his legs. He was just sitting with his legs up in a chair. That's nice. Well, it reminds me of how Suzuki used to come down to the dining room and eat with us there. And that was very nice. Okay. This has been a Cuke Audio Podcast. I'm DC, Poobah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Doggett Bandita, Feline Kuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.